I think this storyline shows that it is a very personal view, and Hayley's husband didn't want her to take her own life. He wanted her to continue with the illness until her natural death, if you will. But I think that it's really important to respect the individual's view on these issues, and nobody can know how somebody else is going to feel when they're facing the end of their life and facing what might be unbearable suffering for them.
The reality is, of course, if her husband had intervened, he would have been breaking the law.
If he'd have intervened and helped her to die, he certainly would have been. And although Debbie Purdy's legal case in 2009 found that people who acted compassionately and assisted a loved one to die at their request were unlikely to be prosecuted, there is no guarantee that people won't be prosecuted for assisting somebody else to die. And there's also no guarantee that amateurs like relatives and loved ones will know how to support somebody in the right way to die, and often people end up in a worse situation by asking somebody who doesn't know what they're doing for help to die.
But did it not give clarification to that poor unfortunate woman facing such a difficult time in her life and in the courts that her husband was breaking the law?
It was clear that he would be breaking the law, but cases of assistance to die which don't involve direct assistance, so where the person takes the final act to die themselves, that the Director of Public Prosecutions has discretion as to whether they would prosecute somebody or not, and that was what they wanted clarity on. That's what Debbie wanted clarity on, and that clarity did show that her husband would be unlikely to be prosecuted if he assisted her in a minor way.
It is such an emotive topic, and it also highlights the issue of who's got the right to say life is over. The right to life is hugely important. There's a very loud and vocal right to life lobby, and the suggestion is that a question mark might hang over the status of people who are exceptionally ill. Their status in life is every bit as important as an able-bodied person like you or me.
Absolutely, and I think that campaigning for people to have greater choice at the end of life, the right to die, is probably misleading. I think it's probably as much about a right to life. So if somebody is suffering unbearably or has an illness which may lead to something that they don't want to go through, a death that they wouldn't want to endure, then they're often having to choose to die sooner than they would otherwise do if they knew that assisted dying was available to them. So if people have to travel abroad, for example, to Dignitas to have an assisted death, or people take their own lives, they have to take that decision before they probably want to die, because they need to have the physical strength to do it, the ability to travel abroad if that's the way that they choose to go. So I think that empowering people to be able to have more choice at the end of life is actually a lot about the right to life as well as the right to die well.
But you don't accept that the presence of life is sacred.
I accept that. I believe that life can only be sacred to the individual who is living it, and if that life is no longer sacred to them, is no longer of benefit to them, and they would rather be dead, then I don't think that anybody else has a right to stop them from doing that, if we're talking about people who are already dying.
But if everyone thought like you, there could be a situation where very ill, maybe elderly people could be, and I don't mean to be flippant about this, put down.
Well, I think that we're at risk of that at the moment, much more than we would be if we were to have an assisted dying law with upfront safeguards. So the law that Lord Faulkner is tabling in the House of Lords in the summer would only allow people who were within the last 6 months of their life to choose to die if their suffering became unbearable to them, and they would have to take the final action to end their lives, and there would have to be safeguards in place whereby this decision was discussed with healthcare professionals and they were able to explore all other options. So at present, these decisions, like we saw on Coronation Street, are happening behind closed doors and without these conversations and without these safeguards. If we were to have a safeguarded law, these conversations would be had in the open. Any concerns about somebody being pressurised into it would be raised and would be noted. And people would be able to explore all of the other options instead of taking decisions without talking about them, because they're worried that somebody's going to stop them from having the death that they want. So I think that the more open we are about this and the more options people have, the better it would be for everybody, both those who do want the choice and those who don't want the choice but feel perhaps that they should take that choice.
Do you think Coronation Street handled it properly?
I think it's been done very sensitively, and I think it's been a real opportunity for people to discuss this, whether they support the choice of an assisted death or they don't support the choice of assisted death. I think it's really important for us to be having these conversations in our homes and in our workplaces and in the supermarket, where I've heard these conversations happening over the last week or so. And I think it's really good for people to be able to discuss this and to think about what they would want at the end of life, because ultimately we're not going to have the death that we want unless we know what that is and we have explored the issues around it and we've thought about what we would want. And I think it's really important that we all do if we want to.
Do you realistically believe we might ever have a dignitas-type situation in this part of the world?
I am very confident that we will have an assisted dying law within certainly my lifetime, hopefully my parents' lifetime, so that they have that choice. I think that, you know, the more it's discussed, the more we have this debate, the more people come out and support assisted dying. I mean, opinion polls show that the vast majority of the public want the choice of an assisted death. And it's just about the law really catching up with what's happening and what people want to happen in a safe and appropriate way.
Okay, Jo Cartwright, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
90333105, 077 66 105 105. Jo Cartwright would like to see a law that allowed assisted dying in her lifetime in this country. Would you like to see it? Let us know. 90333105, 077 66 105 105.